Remember that that presidential review is a committee. It's not a commission.
Yeah.
No, we just done with the agenda. So I just want us to be together now on the steps of minister. The first one is on the 9th of February. From last year, that's the 21st of July, 2010, the 14th of September, the 13th of October, the 12th of October,
the
22nd of October.
I don't have the 12th.
21st, yeah. And the 22nd of October.
I don't have the 21st of October.
You don't have Yes. The 22nd of October.
Yeah.
And then there's a report of the Portfolio Committee on Public Enterprises on the annual report of the Department of Public Enterprise and State Owned Enterprises. It's dated the 8th of March. And then there's a draft program of the committee for the first term. This one page. We all have it.
Yes. And then we have homeless.
Pardon?
Then we have homeless.
Yeah, this is on the side. Because I don't have.
You don't have it.
I think we have done it.
22nd, 17th, 15th, February, and the 9th of February.
Oh, yeah, no, sorry. We missed it. Yeah, it's the 15th of February, the 22nd of February, the 9th of February, and the 22nd of February.
Yeah.
No, it's because I wanted to read these on first, and then I put them aside. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Here
you
go.
Fun.
Here you go.
Pardon? You? Voice that directly on the GPS. And as the coffee, he arrived just as the coffee was going down. And the voice said, you've reached your destination. So she doesn't look at her. She just listens to this. She's just looking at this and listening to the voice. Okay. Let's go to the minutes of the 21st of July, 2010. Are there any comments on page 1? I can't help you with that. I wasn't there. I think. So that will be noted that you were. You gave an apology.
I think we just need to correct the spelling of the chairperson of the board.
Okay.
I think it's spelled differently. Ms. Carolus.
All of the minutes. So I think before you sign this, it's Kari did the spelling check and tenses and verbs and nouns and so on there. But the other point that I wanted to say is that I thought that we have agreed that in all the minutes, you see, you can't have a situation where you, under attendance, your name doesn't reflect, but then your name is reflected at the end of the minute as the chairperson. All the minutes where you have not been present, your name appears there all the time. And in the last meeting at the address, it's not sorted out.
No,
I think it's a deferment because the name at the bottom is the person who's going to sign on adoption of
the name. I think November of September is the right way. We to the person who shares the meeting and I can say that.
I just want to add that in the front of the minute it says Ms. Mentor is the chairperson on when on the attendance register. And I mean, we vote on it and then you put the date of today with it. You won't put an earlier date on it. And that date would mean that you are the first chairperson now. So I don't have a problem with it the way it is.
The chairperson of the day was Priscilla Temba.
Yeah.
Not Ms. Mentor.
Yes.
Okay. But the deciding factor for me is the date of the of page 4.
Of that option
of it's today's date.
Yes.
So it will be the 8th of March.
Yes.
And the 8th of March will dictate that it's not Priscilla Temba who signed the minutes,
yes,
but you, who is the current chairperson.
Mm-hmm.
So we can get their legal opinion, but for me, there's no ambiguity about who signs it and the date. As long as it's linked to the date, you can't backdate it.
Yeah.
The minutes was approved today in this meeting under your chairmanship.
I don't think we disagree, because you see, the minute that you will bring up was the date of the 8th of March with the real names in your figure. But these minutes are all late. They're all late. So these minutes would have had whoever was the chair on there. It would never have had your name, because the minutes would have been given to you on the 21st of July 2010, or the day thereafter, it would have given to you. The name name was never ever going to be in the equation. Only in the equation because his minutes are late, you know, all the stuff. So that reason that I'm saying, it's not right for your name, but there's two views, and it's better to get the proper view on the matter.
Let's go to them before I sign the. see that my 13 followers. Let's say Ian. 22nd of October. Minutes of the second. Mr. Pandey, do you have
it?
Yeah. Okay. Honorable Bond.
Chapters of on the first page, you've got an apology from Ms. Mentor, but we have no indication as to who the chairperson of this meeting acting chairperson. Oh, I beg your pardon.
Mr. Pandaran moved again, please.
But I think there should be something.
After that time, it just takes it. Get picking on.
Page one. Page two. Page two.
Second line under introduction, the chairperson informed the committee of the money bills. Need to insert informed the committee.
Can we have a mover for that option?
It was already.
It was already. 2011. We are done with 2010 on our September. You can come back. Oh, no. Because this is your so that we've been working on 2011. have a move up for adoption of the minutes? Honorable Pandal? No? Honorable Mkwena, second? Honorable Furman?
Can I just ask a question? The last, this set of minutes and the previous one. There are no summary or resolutions. So up to the previous one, we put in a summary of outcomes and resolutions, just a summary. And for this, are they at the back?
At the back, yeah.
Thank you.
You know, once we are on the adopted document, on page 2 there, it says the department was communicating with various SOEs to understand where they found themselves in relation to capacity and challenges and on how to create more jobs. You know, this is something that we thought we would get at the strategic setting on what is it that we to create more jobs. And you'll recall that the entities only spoke on their own vacancies and positions that they have that they have filled. So I think at some point we need to get from the department on each and every one of these entities what is this excellent job, which one, how many jobs each one. Each one of them going to pay. So that we can have that as one of the areas that we need to check on as we do our oversight.
Yes, can we maybe have on a spreadsheet where you have these are the jobs, these are the vacancies, these are the usual jobs that in the normal business they would have created, and then the extra jobs as to how many would have been created extra.
Because you see, this is what was reported in a meeting of the committee by the people, and that's what we need to
Chairperson, I want to just, whilst you have raised this, and I know we spoke about it in our workshop, that you know we're talking about, we're not talking about vacant positions.
In the entity.
In the entity.
Yeah.
But I mean, I would think that the same applies. I think that if you are filling a vacancy, you're actually giving a job to somebody. This might be debatable, and that, you know, maybe we can just discuss that. But I would think that filling vacancies is giving a job to someone. Maybe that person has already got a job somewhere else. I don't know. It's quite a tricky one. But you know, do we now cross out and say no? We're not going to refer to vacancies being filled as creating a job or giving somebody a job.
No, we want that to happen. That must happen. Those vacancies must be filled. But you see, there's an undertaking here of what is it, 4 million jobs. And what we want to know is, with regards to those entities that account to us, what is their contribution to that? And it's not just a job. And I don't, you see, when the jobs are being created, jobs will be created. And vacancies, I think these are two different, because those should have been done a long time ago. Those are not being created because they are already there. These are vacancies. It's not the jobs are there, but these are vacancies that need to be filled. But it's not, you create it. When you create a vacancy, when you create what? A position, you create a job. Mm-hmm. But these are vacancies that are supposed to be filled, so we don't come. Honorable.
Some of them walking there, all of them say, 100% person, 100% person.
Krishna, well, the 25 witnesses, another.
Yeah, we'll discuss that.
We haven't adopted the minutes yet.
We have adopted them.
Okay. Can I just make a remark? I missed it. When we talk paragraph 3 on page 2, the adoption of the minutes, I see in the previous minutes we do it as, did it as well. On a motion by Mr. Nana. It's not a motion, I think. I think Mr. Nana moved and it's just seconded by Mr. Dikobo. So it's not a motion.
But this one, so the 15th they're done, but I think you are on the next one over here.
Are you on the minutes or the 22nd?
Oh no, on the 22nd.
Yeah. No, okay, we haven't
done that one.
Can we then move to the minutes of the 22nd, the first one? Page 1.
It's the same comment. I think you adoption, it's moved by a person and seconded by a second member. It can't be a motion. It's moved by a and seconded by.
Yeah, correct. And we have a mover. Before we go on with that, we would have considered the whole package, the entire report from the strategic. So if there is a way for that, are there any comments?
Chairperson, maybe if it's possible, you know, this is for the first term that I do believe that you will always have on the agenda if there is something urgent that you will ask in the beginning of the meeting if there is something urgently that we need to discuss because we can't forecast.
I think what you said is that our program, even after we've adopted it, will not be a static document. It will be quite flexible as and when the need arises for us to make amends, we will do so, to make amendments. Is there any move after adoption of the...
Just ask on the 29th of March, there's a briefing by DPE and the Presidential Review Committee on the report of the Remunerations Review Committee. If I remember correctly, this Remunerations Review Committee was a ministerial committee appointed by the previous minister. And I believe that that report is now available. Where does the Presidential Review Committee fit into the a joint briefing with the, about the Remunerations Review Committee?
So it will be the Ministerial Review Committee.
Yes. The one
instead of Presidential.
Mr. Barbara Hogan appointed.
Yeah. Instead of Presidential, it must be Ministerial.
Because the Presidential Review Committee already came.
Done something else. Yeah. So I think it's just that that's a bit confusing. Instead of Ministerial. Yeah. It must be Ministerial Review Committee.
And my last question.
Is it a committee or commission?
It's a committee.
It's a committee.
Committee.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Presidential, Ministerial Review Committee.
No, but also the Presidential Review Commission.
Yeah.
I checked the business class last night.
No, they're a committee. Not a committee.
That's a committee.
Yeah.
Can I just ask the logic for having a joint meeting on this one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It is a request from the department. They wanted to bring forth our committee.
Yeah. in the last meeting that we had, that's what we decided on actually. That we will try as humanly possible that we never have a situation where we have to have a battle on consideration of the minutes.
Yeah.
The minutes will be in every meeting.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's not going to be a bonus.
Because if we do that, some things just fall off the way. Yeah.
Now, what happens then in terms of proceedings? If you were to ask for some of this coming here, then you ask them to stay outside for us, what was this about? The listening in this year, already amongst ourselves.
No, what happens normally is that we can always put the minutes after whatever input we have for an entity. And then once they leave, we then do it.
And I just happen to say that we will also be thinking about how we deal with matter currently.
Yes.
Because the difficulties means is that we take decisions and we must make follow up on the decision of the decision.
Yeah.
But what the way we have been doing, it means those things have just fallen between the cracks.
Yes.
Because
now
we adopted the minute and we didn't do any matter currently.
In agreement with the members, and that's what we agreed to at the workshop also.
Yes.
You know, if I have my way, then what we're going to talk about on the 15th was a request from somebody else. It wasn't quite us that decided that. And so I think we must have a situation where our program, our decisions takes precedence.
Okay.
Where we can't, you see, we don't do it oversight if the department says, well, hey, I'm coming on the 15th.
Mm-hmm.
It's not oversight.
No,
it's
no.
Not somebody else telling us what we need to. So, I keep quiet, honest, but I do think that we must have a situation, and the secretary must be guided by, we just came from a workshop. We can't ignore the decisions that were there, that were taken there. And I think we equally to clear the slate like we did on the minutes.
Mm.
We maybe should find a session where we just get to focus on
decisions
that were taken. And so it would be, you know, to the department and our must be said, we have taken these decisions, the committee has what, you come and respond to these things. Otherwise, we're just going to have a meeting of minutes,
approving
reports,
minutes.
Walk away. No oversight.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, maybe we must make place for an hour after every meeting to do one outstanding matter. Maybe we can deal with it that way. I don't know if we have time.
The joke about oversight that was on 7 weeks. You give a general oversight. Not being something oversight. Being something broke.
Okay. Yeah, I think what, you know, that's why I like this thing about checking. That we in the minutes actually, we must have a column that means that talks about matters that need to be attended. Action, you know, who and by when and all those things. So we know that the department has said this will happen. We must, in every where the department or any entity makes a presentation, we must ask when.
Mm.
Yes. So we know that after that thing we can follow up to whether or not that has been done. When we visit them, we know that we can check on them. So in every on every outside oversight, the secretary must then go through issues that, you know, that were raised during our interaction with the particular entity that we were with. And when we go there, we know that there are these issues that still must be responded. The next one is the consideration and adoption of committee report on annual report of SOE.
all the cases we have done in the minutes, they added in here, and then that is the document, if I'm correct.
No, it's true. We discussed it last time, and to say that this it's a summary here of all previous documents. I would just ask that we consider it. It's a total of 10 annual reports, if I act correctly.
Yeah.
It's DPE and 9 state-owned entities. One is introduction. 2 is the annual report of the Department of Public Enterprises, and then 3. Is then Alex Cool. Can I propose that we have a subheading to say this is the annual report of the state-owned entities, number 3. And 3.1 will be Alex Cool until we get to 3.8 or 9.
Agreed?
Chairperson, yes, thank you. I hope that once we finalize this document, that it won't go to file 30 in the cabinet. I would suggest that by the end of this financial year, all these people will be ahead of us again. And there will, some instances like in Jambi, there will be a new CEO, with different views, and a lot of promises is made here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So by the end of this financial year, when all the public entities come to address us again, we must use the information in this document. You said this last year. Can you explain to us what happened? This was part of your vision and your plan. Now, we must not just put this now away and it's finalized. This is a very good guideline for us as members to use it, and we must use it so they know. We check on them.
A new financial year does not mean we start with a clean slate.
Because strategy and planning goes on for 3 terms or 4 years or more. Just a suggestion
for
myself. That goes, I think that's actually in line with what we said, that when we meet each entity, it means that we have to go through this.
Yeah.
If we are going to meet with the mayor, we know what are the issues that are in this report with regards to the mayor, and we also have a next step that put before them.
Can I go one step further? Shouldn't we consider to, once these this report has been tabled in Parliament, that we send a copy to each state-owned entity from this committee to say, thank you for your input. This is now tabled in Parliament, these 80 seats, and it's for your record, and in future we will refer back to this document.
Not just for your record, but that that the methods that need to be acted upon, and that we appreciate that we get the report from all those that have been actions already. Honorable September, you were asked, are there any things that you picked up on this report? On the report of the department and state of Honorable Coroner?
No. Are we going page by page or not?
You can guide me on that one. We go page by page?
I think it's better. I'm going to jump around all over.
Page 1?
I think point. Because it's not numbered.
There is a page there, one.
Only one.
Only page one.
That's about it.
Why is there only page one numbered?
What's the thing?
Why is there only page one numbered?
The ink
would rain up.
I think there are. Even that one is half. Okay, 5.2, that's the annual report to the Department of Public Enterprise. Two point three.
it be right to say committee's questions and comments, or rather say, every report must have recommendations, so this report does not have recommendations at all.
So it must be committee's questions, comments, and recommendations.
Would it be right to reflect the recommendation? I mean, can this be I'm subjected to the members here. I'm also part of all of that. Yes, it's the last page, but the annual reports were held on one day?
No, it's just that all the recommendations are in one page at the back for easy reference, I suppose. So if it's not there on the last page, you must add it to the last page.
I think what is it that we want as a standard question? Do we want to have recommendations included on the questions and comments, or do we want to have a separate page or page? Honorable comments?
Whilst I was still on the floor.
Okay, Honorable September, you're still on the
floor. I was still on the floor, and the Honorable Member.
Sorry.
My suggestion is, Chair, that every whoever it is that appears before us must have their recommendations. So you can put the report together like this, but this is the department, so you end with the department, the recommendations that you're making to the department.
At the end of the
report.
Page.
At the
last
end
page.
Of this report. The
No, the last page of the report of the particular entity.
Yes, yes. Not the last page of the entire
of the report.
Report.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Of the report of the, like now, let's say on. This that we just done was on the department. Then we say at the end of that report,
yes.
You got the recommendation.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the guidance that I sought, I mean, I don't want to take the liberty of just saying this is the recommendation. The committee's questions and comments. I don't want to take that chance, but rather ask the members that were there.
So you wanted to be. It can be questions and comments, and then separately on the same page if it goes, if it doesn't go to another page, but then you have recommendations. You don't deal with them as one questions and comments. This is comments and recommendations. These are questions and comments and then recommendations or its own. Honorable comment?
I think we are all concerned about picking up on the follow ups.
Yes.
And they may not necessarily be recommendations, but I'm just wondering. I think we need to capture that, especially in view of the fact, you know, if this now goes to the various entities, and it's quite clear that, you know, sometimes people have got a lot of stuff to read, so they don't read it, but, you know, if there's clearly something there that says, you know, they know the committee's going to come and follow up on that, then that's the follow-ups will be done a bit better. But I think we need to just capture that as well. Not only the recommendations, but the follow-ups that are coming out of this.
I'm sorry,
and
I've noticed.
No, thank you very much. If everybody under 2 days, I would have said, Kilakani. But I was just thinking, and I want to emphasize the issue that I don't think this committee recommends to SOE. If we say to them, they have come, they have made a presentation, and we say the following are outstanding, I can't imagine where we will create an impression to them that we are recommending.
They can do it or not.
Yeah.
Okay. You understand, right?
I'm saying that we don't recommend to them, my understanding. We have listened to the report and we say we still need the following. It's not a recommendation in such a way that they will go and consider it and apply their mind and decide whether to give it to us or not.
Yeah. I think he's actually talking about that sound. So it must not appear as if the entity can or cannot implement what he is saying, that it must be very clear that it, that's what we want them to do. So he says if you use the commendation, they may not. But I think, no, I understand.
Okay.
Individual minutes of this combined document, and in all the minutes we've referred to outcomes and resolutions, and I think those outcomes and resolutions should also be captured here after each state-owned entity. And if there's any legal imperative that we need to put into the report, let's use that and comply with that. But at the moment, for each of the DPE as well as each of the state-owned entities, what we've just approved in the minutes on resolutions and outcomes, we can use different words. It's not captured in this document. So I'm suggesting that we be consistent and put the outcomes and the resolutions, it's just one paragraph, for each of the state-owned entities, into this document, for that entity, when they read it, they can say, okay, the summary, resolution, outcomes. And then whatever we need to comply with the report format, we can add that.
Can we agree on that?
This is more of a question. I think Honorable September has already told us very well that we are going to rush out. But what should you do then now? What they should do stand up there? It must not be Parliament recommended, but the Parliament direct. So here we go to the Parliament. They all found the crew.
Now, I think let's leave it where we ended it. After what Dr. Quirrell offered.
No, when it says.
You see, Parliament is not going to add anything to it. Parliament adopts or doesn't adopt. Parliament doesn't.
It becomes
a record.
It becomes a record.
Yes, it just becomes a record.
No objection to the way.
what we say to the SOE. But because we are a committee of parliament, we have exercised our oversight role. We are now reporting to parliament. We can make recommendations
to parliament.
To parliament. And I know that almost every time we are in the Chief's Forum, we are reminded, just remember, parliament can instruct the executive.
Okay.
You can use all other ways except you can't. We can't. We hold oversight on them, but we cannot instruct.
Okay. Let's go to point three. Alexco. 3.1. 4.
4.1. 5. 5.1. 6. 6.1.
Hey, you like that one? You and Honorable September. Hey, you love it. For instance, where we say we're going to communicate have a meeting with a particular committee. So let's say in 2011. I think what you do, these are some of those things, like the one that you're raising now, will have to come into our program.
Yeah, as long as Chairperson is, we don't change the what we decided.
We don't change the content.
No, the first one, 12.1, is already a date.
Okay.
Early 2011.
Yeah.
What 12.3 is already a date.
Okay.
End of 2010. So let's not generically change everything.
Yeah, but we don't change date.
Where
they aren't dates.
That's right.
Yeah. I don't remember. In the absence of any further comments on this, and I hope Honorable Fatema will be happy with the time that we this Honorable Fatema.
Chair, it just assists me with what's happened to the Peace Annual Report.
Yeah, that one is still coming. Eric? About almost done.
Yeah.
The committee.
Chair, may I congratulate ourselves?
Yeah, especially the men.
Never.
As long as we all say never, I don't think it will happen. Thank you so much. Attendance and thanks for PMG.
Thank you.